Let's talk about self-love, because this has become such a buzzword and such a trend, not just in personal development and not just in manifestation, but I feel like self-love is one of these Pinterest trends and Pinterest eras that pops up out of nowhere. And I want to clear some things up today. I want to clarify a few things around this concept of self-love. And I do see that self-love can be wonderful. I get that. But on the flip side, I also see that this whole self-love movement and trend can leave people feeling more stuck and more confused. So I want to give it to you, as I usually do, in a different perspective and through a different lens today, so that you can improve, shift, make a positive difference to your life, to your happiness, to your peace, and you can educate yourself on a slightly different perspective on the topic of self-love that might be different to what most people are talking about. And I'm always talking from different perspectives because I always want to give you a few different options about these topics and these trends so that you can choose what's most useful for you. Because quite often when there are so many people saying the same thing and nobody's saying anything different, you can just get sucked into believing that this is the way it is. And if you aren't finding that this concept is as easy as other people are making it out to be, is feeling the same as other people are saying it should be, then it can leave you feeling confused. Whereas if you have a few different perspectives about a topic, you get to look at things through a few different lenses and decide what's best for you. Because you're on a personal growth journey, a personal development journey, a spiritual journey, and your journey is your journey. Therefore, you get to decide. And it's my intention that for this episode, after you listen, you will feel more clarity about how to move forwards with your life in a way that feels good and empowering for you, whether you are loving yourself or whether you are not. So this is going to be 5 self-love perspectives that I want to offer you to try on, to look through like a pair of glasses. Each perspective is a new pair of glasses that I'm asking you just put on, see things from this angle today, and then after that, you can decide what's best for you. So let's dive straight into this. 5 things. Number 1, self-love isn't required. Now, like I said, I am not against the self-love movement. I'm not against the self-love era. I actually think it's quite nice. But I think where the confusion comes in, after talking to a lot of people and reading a lot of research, I know so many of you have been helping me with my community research. And I appreciate it so much. Just so you're aware, all of your answers that you've given me, I deeply admire, and it's been so useful. If you don't know what questionnaire I'm talking about, come over to Instagram, DM me the word questionnaire, and I'll send it to you. It's just a questionnaire. You get a free gift at the end of it, and it just helps me get to know you more and where you're at. But through the huge amount of responses that I've been getting on this questionnaire, I have been getting that where some confusion is coming in from self-love is that the definition of self-love is very different from one person to the next. So someone might tell you, like a mentor, a coach, or someone on a podcast, they might tell you to love yourself more. But then they're talking from a perspective about what self-love is to them. And how do you know how to love yourself more, particularly through actions that someone else is taking that's making them love themselves more? Like, what does that even mean? And how can you even do it? If I have learned how to love myself and I'm telling you this is how you learn to love yourself, I can't talk from your perspective. I can talk from my perspective. So self-love is different for everyone. It's going to be personal for everyone. And even then, you might have an idea of what self-love is. You might do what you think is required to be done to love yourself. And having done what was required, you walk away not loving yourself anymore. And then you're feeling even more stuck because you think there's something wrong with you. So this is the like tangled up spider web that I'm seeing many, many people get stuck in because they are believing self-love is required in order to move forward. Whereas I'm offering you a perspective today that maybe it's not required. Could you play with that idea that self-love is actually not required in order for you to feel happy? Because I know through my experience, I have felt bursts of happiness throughout my life. And when I experienced happiness or when I experienced a manifestation happening or my life changing, that wasn't the result of me loving myself more. It was usually the result of a specific action, and that action wasn't loving myself. So self-love is a nice concept, but I don't believe it's a necessary concept that you have to do or you have to achieve in order to feel better or in order to manifest or in order to change your life. Because you know that you have experienced good things in your life, good moments, without trying to love yourself more. And the good moments were a result of that. So this is leading on to number two. And I hope that makes sense. But, you know, I like to go deep on these things. I like to go deep on these different perspectives. It's not going to work for everyone, but I'm just not one of those gals. I will go into the little tiny details. You know that about me. So the second one is self-love is not necessary to achieve your dreams or to manifest or to change your life. If this was the case, if self-love was the necessary missing piece in order to become the master manifester or to live out your dream life, that would mean that all the people who are already out there living the life you want are living that life because they learned to love themselves. We know that that's not true because there are going to be people out there living the life that you desire, and self-love never even came into their awareness. I like to think that you can achieve your dreams without having to love yourself more. And this is where I see the confusion with self-love, because self-love is this concept that encapsulates 100 other concepts like worthiness or feeling good enough. And this is why I said before, this whole self-love movement is going to mean 100,000 million bazillion things to every person. And many, many people talking about self-love will tell you that self-love is the secret key. But what even is it? What is self-love? How do you do it? It's going to look different for you versus someone else. And it's not even necessary. Because how can something we can't agree on, and how can something that has so many different meanings be necessary? If it was necessary, none of us would ever get anywhere, because none of us would even know where to begin, because it's got so many different meanings. So the third thing is leading on from that, and that is when it comes to self-love, you get to decide what it means for you. It's your personal opinion, journey, decision for you to help you and support you that is useful for you. It's not necessary, but it could be useful. So personally, for me, I don't spend my time trying to love myself more. Self-love for me is actually more like self-care. So self-care is taking time to look after myself instead of burning myself out and being more aware of how I'm feeling, if I'm overworking myself, if I'm burning myself out, having that awareness and then giving myself time and space when I need it to rest and relax and recover. I will go out for the day, go to the beach, or I will just have a nap or have a day off. That is probably going to give the idea of self-love that many people are trying to pinpoint, is just look after yourself. It is, for me, doing my skincare every morning, taking my supplements. It's eating well for most of the week and allowing myself treats and nice things at the weekend and not feeling guilty about it. It is making better lifestyle choices, going on trainings, investing in myself, doing things that are good for my personal growth, things that I do that I've never necessarily classed as self-love in my life until I created this episode. And then I started sitting down and thinking, right, what in my life do I do that could be classed as self-love? And there's no right or wrong because there is no Bible out there or handbook that is the official handbook of self-love. There might be books that claim to be the Bible, but there is no official one document. So self-love or self-care, to me, they're kind of the same thing, and it might be different for you. Do I believe I need self-care in order to manifest my dreams? No, I don't think it's a necessary requirement. Is it going to allow me to manifest my dreams in a healthier way? Yes. But whether I am doing self-care or self-love or whether I'm not, I believe I'll still manifest my dreams. So that was number three. You get to decide what self-love is for you. And to echo what we've said in the previous points, you get to decide what it means for you. And it also isn't necessary in your life. Is looking after my skin useful? Yes. Is taking my supplements that help my skin useful? Yes. Is eating healthy useful? Yes. Is it required? No. Is it going to help me manifest? No. But it's just a good option for me as a person. So self-love gets to be what is a useful option for you. And then number four is, when you achieve your goals, your self-love won't increase. I say this a lot on the podcast, but your happiness, your self-worth, your self-love will not change when you achieve your goals or when you achieve the things that are on your vision board. And I think until you truly experience this, you may disagree with me. You may think, absolutely no way. When I move into this apartment, when I have this relationship, or when I earn this amount of money, or fill in the blank, whatever it is, that is when I am going to feel really good. You may think that. I get it. I thought that too. But you have your default state of being. This is your default set point that you always return to. And this default way of being includes your thoughts, your feelings, your habits, how you're programmed now, your default state. And unless you do the deep reprogramming work to shift that default state, you will return to that default state again and again. And the external things don't tend to change this default way of being permanently. So you might hit a goal and feel really amazing, feel really successful. Let's say it is a promotion at work or an income goal in your business, and you've been pinning all of your self-worth, all of your happiness, all of your self-love on achieving this goal, thinking that this is going to be the thing that makes you happy. And then you achieve it, and yeah, you might feel really fucking good for a while. You might feel really successful for a while, but I can almost guarantee that you will return to that default state of being, whatever that default state looks like for you. Because external things don't tend to change the internal. And that's why when you are super ambitious, which I know you are, you will set a goal or create a vision board, hit the goal or manifest what's on the vision board, and then strive for the next thing, and then strive for the next thing. And that's all great and fine. But when you're chasing happiness side by side of that, you won't reach that happiness that you desire through these external goals. This type of shit, that's internal. So it's about creating shifts from the inside out, doing the subconscious reprogramming to update the way you experience life. That means you don't experience life using external things to create an internal shift. The internal shift is made and then the external responds, but that internal shift has to come first in order for you to feel good, to increase your self-worth or increase your inner peace, or what you might call loving yourself more. So self-love doesn't go hand in hand with external goals. And this is leading on to number five, and that is self-love is a byproduct of deeper subconscious work. Listen, there's a reason why I do what I do, which is this deep subconscious mind work, because it works. It really, really works. It is, in my opinion, the fastest way to make a change in your life is to change things at a root level. And I have done a lot of subconscious work. You know that I do a lot of rapid resolution therapy. I'm trained in rapid resolution therapy. I am always in a space where I am either receiving rapid resolution therapy or learning it. And because of that, I have, you could say, more self-love for myself. Some people might call it self-love. I would describe it as more inner peace with myself. So since doing a lot of deep subconscious work, I have a feeling that I had never had before of inner peace. And this inner peace is coming from the shifting of feelings of guilt, shame, regret, resentment, those horrible energy draining feelings that can linger in our mind and cause havoc within our inner peace and within our happiness. So because a chunk of that has been reprogrammed for me personally at a root level, so I can't access feelings of guilt or shame or regret or resentment about things that have happened before, therefore they don't affect my now, that means I have more peace and happiness now. I'm not perfect, don't get me wrong. I'm not always at peace and I'm not always happy. But compared to me 5 years ago, it's a whole change. That has, you might say, created more self-love. So self-love can be a byproduct of this deeper subconscious work. I didn't do the deeper subconscious work on myself in order to love myself more. I did the deeper subconscious work because I had big goals. I wanted to achieve them. I also wanted to feel more happy. I also wanted to feel more peace. I wanted to have more clarity. I wanted to progress in my business and I wanted to progress in my relationships. That's why I did it. Self-love never came into it. But as a result, I have more inner peace, which some people might say is self-love, and I have more confidence. And I could walk into a shop and have a conversation with a stranger or walk up to the till when I'm paying for an item and be very present with the person in front of me, be completely calm and not have any fear or anxiety or social anxiety. I can sit in a coffee shop, eat a sandwich on my own and feel very comfortable and at peace and fully trust myself. That's all a result of this deeper subconscious work I've been doing. Some people say that's self-love. I say that's just a byproduct of the deeper work. So as you can see, I have a lot of perspectives and ways of looking at this whole self-love thing. And that's because sometimes I get frustrated when I see a lot of people out there telling you that something is required in order to make a change when I look at it and I believe that it's not necessarily required. And I feel that a lot of people are being sent round in circles that aren't leading them anywhere. I want you to create an amazing life for yourself. And I don't want you going round in circles. I want you on a straight line, focusing on what's useful for you, what's effective to get you towards your goals so that you are operating from clarity. Okay, good. I'm glad we got that cleared up. So let's wrap this up. Self-love depends on what you want from it. What is self-love to you? What are you expecting from self-love? And is it necessary for you? Are you perceiving it to be this golden ticket and this golden key that's going to unlock everything for you? Is self-love something that you actually want? Or is it, after listening to this, you now realize, oh, it's not self-love that I'm seeking. It's actually having more inner peace, or it's being able to walk into a shop and not feel anxious or have uncomfortable feelings in my chest and like stutter when I'm talking to the person at the checkout. Is self-love for you to have the confidence to take yourself out for the day on your own? And again, not have that fearful, uncomfortable feeling in your chest? Is self-love wanting to get your butt to the gym 4 times a week? Or is self-love wanting to eat more nutritious foods? What's self-love to you? Is it something you really want, or is it something you feel you should be doing? Get really clear on what it is for you, because self-love is this made-up concept, and because it's made up, you get to make it up for you. You get to decide what it is for you, and that means no one can tell you you're doing it wrong, because it's something that's made up, and therefore you get to make up what it means for you. You can never fuck it up. You can never do it wrong. And also, don't put it on a pedestal like it's this big thing that's going to solve all the problems in your life. There are many successful people out there, and there are many happy, peaceful people out there who didn't once think about loving themselves more. So tell me what you think of this perspective. You know, I'd love to know. I would love to know if I have cleared a few things up for you, a few energy leaks around this whole self-love concept. Come and tell me. You know where I am. I'm on Instagram. I always link it below. And don't forget, if you want to take part in my community questionnaire, you will get a free gift for completing it. It doesn't take long. I would love to hear from you. Message me the word questionnaire on Instagram. So I love you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.